Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden and Congress have given the troops a raise. This year's defense policy bill provides a 4.5% raise for all service members and a 14.5% pay hike for junior enlisted troops. A veto of a bill by President Biden deprives President-elect Trump of filling 66 new federal judgeships. It stops a federal court expansion. Progress being made on a Gaza ceasefire hostage release deal, says the Israeli Prime Minister, ABC's Inez de la Quatera.
We understand that gaps between Israel and Hamas over a possible ceasefire deal have narrowed. There are still crucial differences that have yet to be resolved. We understand, according to one Israeli minister, that sticking points include the identity of the Palestinian prisoners that would be released in exchange for hostages. Another issue is the exact deployment of Israeli troops in Gaza.
Admitted yesterday to a Washington hospital with a fever, discharged hours ago, former President Clinton treated for the flu, says his office. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating a successful elk hunt after the season officially closed on Friday. According to DNR officials, this year's hunt was the first that gave hunters the opportunity to harvest elk in both the northern and central elk zones. 8 hunters in total were randomly selected for this year's elk hunt from an application pool of over 25,000. All 4 hunters in the central elk zone, 2 hunters in the northern elk zone, and tribal hunters successfully harvested a bull elk during the season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers across the state that the early catch-and-release season for inland trout will open next weekend. According to a press release, the season will run from January 4th through May 2nd, during which anglers can only use artificial lures and must immediately release any trout they catch. Anglers will be allowed to keep those trout beginning on May 3rd. Anyone planning to participate in the catch-and-release season will need a valid fishing license and an inland trout stamp. The Superior City Council has adopted an amended agreement with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to provide additional funding for the Hammond Avenue reconstruction project. The project had originally been expected to receive about $1.4 million in state funding to help offset the total cost of $5.2 million. The city has now secured an additional $500,000 in funding through the Surface Transportation Program. Phase 2 of construction on the project is expected to take place in 2025. Law enforcement authorities are investigating the circumstances of a single vehicle crash that killed a Downing woman on Sunday. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Department, the crash occurred at around 7:30 a.m. in the Prairie Farm area. Their initial investigation found that the vehicle had gone off the road and rolled. When authorities arrived on the scene, they found the 44-year-old woman outside of the vehicle, and she was flown to Regents Hospital in St. Paul, where she later died. There were no other passengers in the car. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks win again. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. No Giannis or Damian Lillard, but the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 112-91. Giannis out with back spasms. Lillard dealing with an illness. Chris Middleton had one of his best performances, scoring 21 points.
I don't want to say it's the best. I don't want to think, you know, this is the best I will be. Hopefully I continue to get better. It felt good. I mean, I just wanted to be aggressive. When Damian Giannis out, there's going to be a lot more opportunity for me right now. I'm just trying to take advantage of it in the right way.
NFL, the Packers beat the Saints 34-0 on Monday Night Football. Green Bay able to clinch a spot in the playoffs in prime time with the first shutout in the NFL this season. Packers quarterback Jordan Love after the game.
It's big time. You know, that's something that obviously the goal is Super Bowl. So that's the first step right there, is making the playoffs. Obviously, this was a big time game to clinch that spot. And proud of the way we came out here and handled business.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy today, but comfortable with high temperatures tapping 30 degrees. Patchy fog builds back in this evening and continues throughout tomorrow morning and into the afternoon. It'll be a cloudy and dreary day with high temperatures slightly above freezing in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the deceased actor Jimmy Stewart. Don't ask me how we got him. He's going to talk about his film, It's a Wonderful Life. And then Santa joins me to talk about his illustrious career.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network here, hour number two of our holiday special. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to all those listening. We're recording this a couple of days in advance, Mr. Summers. I was taken aback for a moment, and I was looking out the window. We're here high atop State Street on the Capitol, a block off the Capitol Square, and I look out, and rarely does anyone look up here to see us broadcasting in the upstairs. But I think it's because it's, once we record this, it's getting dark, and so people can really see in here. And I look down, and it's members of what appear to be either the University of Wisconsin-Madison track and or cross-country team. And they're waving up here. And so we did the old W to each other, and they were all...
Nice.
I wish it would have been a live show. We would have invited them to run up here for a second.
What a fun little moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we should start doing the show at night that people can see us.
Maybe. Or just get obscenely bright lights, like neon signs that are flashing on the window.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, welcome in, everybody. We hope you're enjoying your holidays. As we said, we're recording this a couple of days in advance, so we are not live, so no phone calls or texts today. We understand that people are driving, traveling during the holidays. You might be taking us long driving. We'll have live weather updates for you at the top and the bottom of the hour, if that is the case. At least as we record this, it looks like for the most part, there shouldn't be any major storms for the holiday season, which is always a good thing, at least around Christmas time. And so we're going to keep you company. And if you're got us on the background, we're going to play more music than usual. And if you're alone, which I am been on a holiday, no fun at all. But we're here for you, so you're really not alone. Zomers and I are here and continue talking about some Christmas traditions and whatnot. Now, last hour, we were talking about our favorite Christmas movies. Well, the top 34, but she's Oprah. She can do anything she wants. It was the top 34 Christmas movies, according to OprahDaily.com. Left off the list, and anybody who knows me knows this, I'm a huge Neil Patrick Harris fan. And years ago, 1998 to be specific, Neil Patrick Harris did a movie called The Christmas Wish with Debbie Reynolds, which I say this and because in my mind, it's just one of the best Christmas movies ever. I have not seen it in a long time. However, it scores 4.7 stars out of 5 on Amazon Prime. And this year I broke down and signed up for the old Amazon Prime. So I can apparently watch this over the holidays now. So I may have to rewatch The Christmas Wish with Neil Patrick Harris and Debbie Reynolds from 1998. Cannot believe it's been that long. Have you ever seen that movie, Summers?
I have not.
I think it was originally a Hallmark movie, but I don't think it was released in theaters, but I could be wrong. But it's just, I don't want to give anything away, but it's a very G-rated movie. Anybody can watch it. And it's about a guy played by Neil Patrick Harris. He plays 28-year-old Will Martin, and he was raised by his paternal grandparents. And it says here, struggling during the Christmas season to understand his recently deceased grandfather, a man he thought he knew well. His efforts are on two fronts, trying to reconcile his grandfather's seemingly bumpkin business mentality with Will's big city approach to business. And he tries to overhaul the family business and seeking answers to a mystery discovered in his grandfather's journals, one that will certainly unravel the family's opinion of their beloved patriarch. It's a good movie. It's well written.
I'll have to add it to my list.
Yeah,
this
there
Christmas.
You go. So if you're on Amazon Prime, The Christmas Wish with Neil Patrick Harris and Debbie Reynolds. I was remiss in not adding that to my list last hour. Zomers, do you have any big food traditions in the Zomers household over Christmas?
We always eat ham. There's always a plethora of cookies around, of course. Usually, we'll make some kind of baked breakfast good the evening before so that whenever we wake up, we just go eat those. Like, oftentimes, it's muffins or like a Kringle. Not a Kringle. Danish type stuff.
Right.
And it's mostly that. It's not as many food traditions as with Thanksgiving, at least in our family.
Sure. And we said last hour, many thanks to C&H Kringle.
Oh, sorry.
O&H. I'm thinking of the sugar.
Mad Cow doesn't take Christmas off.
No, it does not. O&H. Thank you. O&H Kringle in Racine. We are just having some here. Their reindeer track Kringle, which is cream cheese and chocolate and deliciousness.
And toffee or something?
Yeah, something like that. It's delicious. And Zomers tells us we can still order it here during the holiday season.
You can until the 31st.
Look at that. That's fantastic. So I thought it'd be a little fun to take a look at some holiday Christmas food traditions around the world, courtesy of bbcgoodfood.com, the always fascinating website. For our household, and this has been, I was going to say 15 years, maybe it's been longer, 20 now. Growing up on my dad's side, my grandma Alba only always made eggnog, but it was the old-fashioned way on the farm, which is where you would just get a dozen eggs, raw eggs, and break it into the punch bowl and whip those suckers up. And then you'd take real cream from the bulk tank and some vanilla that she had gotten in a trip to Mexico and a bunch of sugar, and you just whip that up. And then you drink it.
Sounds tasty.
And it was tasty. Nobody got sick that I ever remember. But I stumbled across years ago, and it's a recipe by Emeril Lagasse, the big food host for years.
Bam!
On Food Network. And then he left Food Network, and now he does his own thing. But Emeril Lagasse, you can dial up, you can look it up. It's called Emerald's Best Eggnog. And it is a process, I'll tell you that. Because you basically make a custard, you cook the eggs, and it takes a dozen eggs, and you take the eggs and you kind of get those with the sugar and whatnot, and then you have the milk and the cream and a vanilla bean and a couple other things, and you have to bring that to a simmer, but not to a boil, and then you have to temper the eggs, and then you put the eggs, you combine the eggs and the hot milk. And then you bring that up to a certain temperature, and you can't, if you go over the temperature, you're gonna make scrambled eggs. It curdles the eggs, and you got to start all over. There's no saving it. So that's the most critical point. And then you combine that all, then you chill it down. You let that sit in the refrigerator for a couple of hours, and then you whip up the egg whites and the sugar, and you make this kind of big, that's not foam, but I mean, it's a whipped cream basically.
Right.
And you fold that all in, and it is mind-blowingly good. And you can put in brandy or alcohol if you wish. You can make it non-alcoholic as we usually do. but a little fresh ground nutmeg over the top of that. My nieces really don't care whether they see me in person over the holidays. All they want is my eggnog.
I mean,
and that's not entirely a lie.
It sounds delicious. I can't blame them.
It is. Well, so that's one of our things around the Christmas time. And of course, our family friend, Beth Ann Wallace, who has been making, now she's Beth Ann Zentner, who makes great Christmas cookies like you've never seen before. And Mom always makes some spritz and some great holiday cookies as well. So here now, according to BBCGoodFood.com, Christmas traditions around the world. A British Christmas dinner, the classic British Christmas dinner, is an elaborate and traditional meal with plates typically piled high with roast turkey, pigs in a blanket, roast potatoes, stuffing, Brussels sprouts, and an assortment of other veggies, including parsnips, red cabbage, cauliflower, cheese, and carrots. Wow. Christmas gravy, cranberry gravy, bread sauce. Never heard of bread sauce, have you? And of course it says, and not, there's no British Christmas dinner is complete without Christmas pudding. So there, if you're in the UK, that's one of the big things. Here in the United States, a lot of people still do a roast turkey. Ribs, which we are planning on doing this year. Ribs can be a big thing. And also Mexican-inspired dishes and seafood. I think that's kind of the melting pot of the U.S. There are different things. And depending, because the U.S. is so big, yeah, if you live in the Gulf Coast area, you might have fresh shrimp or, you know, something like that, fresh fish for Christmas. For dessert, there might be a classic pumpkin pie. Pecan, is it pecan or pecan pie? And of course, for Jewish families, the tradition on Christmas is to eat Chinese food. But this year it might not be, because on Christmas Day proper, on the 25th, is the first night of Hanukkah, and there's all sorts of wonderful Hanukkah foods as well.
Have you ever had Chinese food on Christmas Day?
Yes, I have.
I have as well.
I have. I think I told you, was it last year for the day we were going to celebrate Christmas with my sister, her family, a bunch of them came down with an illness, or one of them, my brother-in-law got COVID. And so we went up to Eau Claire and we went to the Chinese restaurant that was open on Christmas, and we got Chinese and we went to their garage and opened it up and we ate with them in their garage.
You know, you got to make do some days.
Let's see other Christmas holiday traditions. Zomers can put some music on here as we get ready to go to break here in a little bit. Australia and New Zealand. Actually, Christmas is upside down. No, not really. A family barbecue, of course. Roast lamb, a glazed ham, and Christmas pavalica? I don't know how to say that. Anyway, that's what you're going to get if you go into Australia or New Zealand on Christmas. And in Italy, of course, seafood, linguine, roasted fish, lasagna, tortellini, all kinds of wonderful Italian desserts as well. That's Italian. This is the Todd Allball Show, a holiday edition of the Civic Media Radio Network. Enjoy some music. Back with more after this. When you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Network, a special holiday edition. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to all those celebrating. Aaron Sommer is dialing a little Run, Run, Rudolph, rock and roll classic.
By Chuck Berry.
How about that? Chuck Berry's still getting it, well, not still getting it done. He's left us, but his music's still getting it done.
Yes.
After all these years. Welcome back to this special holiday edition. More music than usual, but appropriate here for a holiday show. Coming up on Thursday and Friday of this week, a special year in review. Trevi Olson and myself spent a lot of time traveling around Wisconsin this year, finding out what makes Wisconsin great. So over the next couple of days, going to look back on those broadcasts and episodes and bring you some of our favorites. Well, I think one of my favorites was the duck guys riding around with the kid that drives the ducks. That was
That was a good time. Yeah, that was really cool.
That was. Only we'll make sure we include that interview.
Yes,
at some point in the next couple of days, and then on Monday we'll be back with you here in the studio with an all new live show. So hopefully you're getting some time to hang out with your family and friends over the holidays. If not, that's why we're here, to keep you company and talk about some holiday. Right now we're talking about continuing our discussion of holiday food traditions around the world. Left off at Sweden. And by the way, this article at bbcgoodfood.com, some great photographs. It's making me very, very hungry. Swedish Christmas dinner. It says Swedish Christmas food is known as jibor. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it or not. And if you just swallow your words, that's close enough, which translates to Christmas table. It includes a smorgasbord of traditional Scandi dishes, including a Christmas ham, gravy, meatballs, of course, a herring salad. No, thank you. Herring salad. Liver pate. No, thank you. Rye bread. Fine. Red cabbage. Okay. And like I was talking about El Salvador, apparently the Swedes, their big day is the 24th.
Although I imagine you would rather go down to the Central America to celebrate than Sweden, based on your thoughts about the food.
I like Swedish meatball and a Christmas ham. I would like to go to Sweden sometime.
That would be cool. I want to check it out,
too. I've heard it's beautiful. I would love to go. And it says, in Sweden, children will leave out coffee. Well, how about that? For Father Christmas. Quite sensible to keep him awake throughout the night.
I was going
to
say, it makes a little more sense than cookies, honestly.
Right? And, of course, Swedish glögg, similar to mulled wine, is a typically drunk during the festive period. You ever have wassail?
I have not.
That's another holiday tradition in our house. I make the wassail. That's actually an older tradition than the eggnog. I started making wassail back in college for my compadres, parents of my godsons, Kurt and Florcy, when we were all going to school at UW Platteville. And it's a burgundy wine, not an expensive wine. And then apple cider. I buy Oakwood Fruit Farm apple cider from Southwest Wisconsin. And then you put in some cinnamon sticks, allspice, some cloves, brown sugar, a little white sugar. And then when it comes up to a boil, you turn it to simmer, and you put in a studded orange, not an orange stud, but the stud it with a whole cloves.
Right, right.
And then you let that kind of, and it's delicious. It warms you up. And so it's not like a big boozy drink, but it gives you a little bit of a happiness to it. And very, very good. So give that a try, some wassail. But Swedish glögg is very similar. Now, here's one. I'm not making this up. In Japan, what do you think is the Christmas food, Aaron Summers?
Well, some kind of seafood, because that's most of what they have there, considering it's an island.
You would think, but you would be wrong, apparently. At least according to BBCGoodFood.com. How did you know that?
I just remembered that you have to sign up months in advance to get the KFC Christmas dinner in Japan. I forgot I knew
about
that.
How did you know this?
I saw a story about it a few weeks ago, and all of a sudden I remembered.
Wow. I am deeply impressed. And I could tell he was not looking at his computer. You're right. A successful marketing campaign in the 70s, like the 1970s, has meant that many families now enjoy a KFC Christmas bucket on the 25th of December, as in Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's wild that worked and they still do it.
Yes. It's so popular, many families have to get their orders in, as Zomer said, weeks before Christmas to ensure they can take part in the famous tradition. For a taste of this tradition from home, try, it says, our fried chicken recipes. Okay, I had no clue until I read this.
I had read it a few weeks ago or whatever, and I was like, yeah, okay, this is wild. And I looked into it more and was like, holy cow, whatever they did, whatever the marketing team did in the 70s, they were doing the right thing.
An American company, Kentucky Fried Chicken, convinced an entire country, apparently, Japan, to order a bucket of chicken on Christmas. talk about a Christmas miracle. All right. Well, it says here, Christmas is not a public holiday in Japan, and as such, isn't a particularly big celebration. However, strawberry shortcake, a layered strawberry and cream sponge cake, has also become another popular mainstay over there in Japan. So there you go.
I think we could adopt that one here.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay tuned. A little more Christmas music for you and more fun in a holiday edition of the Town Hall Bowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that chooses the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel,
one in the park as well,
the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
for WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced $70 million in funding for public schools across the state. The funding comes from the Common School Fund, which is the sole source of financial support for things like books and technology for the vast majority of public school libraries across the state. The $70 million distribution marks the largest amount of funding handed out in the nearly 200-year history of the Common School Fund. Those distributions have nearly doubled over the last few years. Wisconsin court officials say mental health evaluations for people facing criminal charges are taking longer. According to Department of Health Services data, the number of people facing charges who were ordered to be evaluated for competency has grown from about 1,600 to 2,600 over the last 5 years. The number of people ordered to undergo treatment to restore competency has seen a similar increase. Officials say the DHS needs more funding to continue growing their competency services and mental health workforce. Law enforcement authorities are searching for the owner of a truck that was found abandoned off West Skyline Parkway in Duluth. According to the Duluth Police Department, the truck was found down a steep embankment near Enger Tower on Friday, but the owner of the vehicle was nowhere to be found. Crews managed to tow the truck back onto the road, and authorities are now looking for an explanation as to how the truck ended up abandoned in the area. They say they're currently working to determine who the vehicle is registered to. A Sawyer County man accused of stabbing his father to death and attacking his mother in May of 2020 has been sentenced to be recommitted to a mental institution. According to court documents, 38-year-old Peter Farnsworth entered guilty plea to 3 felonies at a sentencing hearing last week, but was then found not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. Farnsworth was ordered to be committed to the Mendota Mental Health Institute in Madison for at least the next 8 years and potentially for life depending on his progress. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrog Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not so great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on 4 screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy today, but comfortable with high temperatures tapping 30 degrees. Patchy fog builds back in this evening and continues throughout tomorrow morning and into the afternoon. It'll be a cloudy and dreary day with high temperatures slightly above freezing in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 27.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Jess P.S. here. Dom and I wish you the happiest holidays, and we will catch up with you next time with Earl Ingram. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So lately, wondering who will be.
I'm gone, you'll need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, then between the sand and stone, could you make it on your own? If I could, then I would. I'll go wherever you will go. Way up high or down low, I'll go wherever you will go. And maybe I'll find out a way to make it back someday towards you, to guide you the darkest of your days. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, well, I hope there's someone out there who can bring me back to you. If I could, then I would. I'll go.
Back to a holiday edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I love that song, Aaron Zomers. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. It's from the movie Love Actually, one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time. A group called The Calling. The song is Wherever You Will Go. You ever heard that before?
I have, because I've seen a movie.
Well, I've seen a movie, yeah. I don't know why. Just that song. I guess it happens during a poignant part in the film, and it's just a great song to me. So whatever your holiday traditions are, whatever your holiday Christmas songs are, we can play a little bit more Christmas music in this segment of the show, a special holiday edition, pre-recorded, still no live calls or texts today. Zomer is not recording this a couple days before Christmas, so hopefully you are home with family and loved ones, driving on the roads, traveling in mass transport. Maybe you're working at a convenience store. Thank you for what you're doing. Maybe you're sitting at home by yourself for whatever reason. No worries. Zomers and I have you as we keep you company here during the holiday season. Talking a little bit earlier about favorite Christmas holiday foods, a German Christmas dinner usually involves roast meat such as duck or goose, as well as potatoes or red cabbage, stolen, right? Great, it's a bread, meets a kringle, maybe. I'm not sure. It's stolen. Also, a gingerbread house will often finish off the proceedings. So all kinds of great German Christmas food as well. Zomer, is any particular favorite Christmas song of yours?
There are a lot of good ones. I mean, I've been playing some. We've had some. The Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack is always great.
Yeah.
I love, what is it? Jingle Bell Rock or Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Winter Wonderland. Really, a lot of the old classic ones.
Yeah.
I don't like when people redo them now most of the time.
Agreed, yeah.
A lot of the time it just
Why don't we do this real time. If you can, dial up some Bing Crosby, White Christmas. I mean, to me, that's just, I mean, you can't do better than Bing Crosby. No one can sing that song like Bing Crosby, I don't think.
I agree.
All right. So this is, we're taking liberties today, more music than usual, a Christmas holiday classic in its entirety, a little Bing Crosby, White Christmas. Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. The treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Little Bing Crosby for you on a Todd Allball Show and White Christmas. That's a classic. All right, Zomers, here's one for you. See if we can find this one. This is from the Harry Connick Jr. album, When My Heart Finds Christmas. When My Heart Finds Christmas. And the song is It Must Have Been Old Santa Claus. It's a fun song. He used to do this occasionally. He'd come on Letterman every holiday season for a few years and do this song with his entire big band. And he would just get going, and Paul Schaefer would get going, and it's fantastic. So here's a little Harry Connick Jr. for you. It Must Have Been Old Santa Claus on a special holiday edition of the Todd Allball Show.
I think I saw old Santa through my window Christmas Eve. My eyes were really droopy, but I really do believe it must have been old Santa, 'cause I saw his big red hat, and I know my mom and dad can't buy like that. Oh no. And then I heard some footsteps in the hall outside my door. The same old Christmas trick my dad had played since I was four. He stands outside my bedroom, yelling ho ho ho, because he knows I don't believe in Santa Claus. No way.
He knows I don't believe in Santa Claus.
I think my daddy sees me peeking from my door, but he pretends he's Santa anyway. Every year he tries to fool me, but I'm a big boy now. I don't believe in Santa or his sleigh, no way. So I went back to my bed, and I curled up nice and tight. I stared out of my window, and I looked into the night. And then all of a sudden, through my window I could see Santa Claus was flying by and smiling at me.
Must have been old Santa Claus. Santa
There you go. Little Harry Connick Jr. And it must have been old Santa Claus. Great tune. I love the big band sound. I love the up-tempo part of it. Just a lot of fun.
Definitely.
I'm a big Harry Connick fan. Are you?
I think my favorite Christmas song is probably the hymn, O Holy Night.
Oh.
I'm not sure who my favorite performance is by.
Do you have something you want to play?
Sure, we can play it. Yeah. This is that song as sang by Nat King Cole.
Oh, fantastic. Nicely done. All right. Little Holy Night by Nat King Cole. Taking us to break here on a special holiday edition of the Todd Elbaugh Show on Civic Media.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night divine.
Listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In coming reports, we're anticipating 2025 democracy court cases and legislation. In October, a federal appeals court struck down a Mississippi law allowing receipt and counting of mail-in ballots up to 5 days after Election Day. We're expecting it in the U.S. Supreme Court. A three-judge appeals panel in the notoriously conservative Fifth Circuit federal court ruled October 25th that federal law does not allow any state to extend the receipt of ballots after Election Day, including in-state ballots or the UOKAVA mail ballots used for overseas military and diplomatic personnel. The panel allowed the counting of those ballots for the 2024 election, but sent the case back to a lower court. Despite 20 states offering a grace period of varying lengths, U.S. Circuit Court Judge Andrew Oldham wrote, "Federal law does not permit the state of Mississippi to extend the period for voting by 1 day, 5 days, or 100 days." One election law professor termed the decision bonkers. Pro-voter groups asked November 8th for a reconsideration in front of all Fifth Circuit judges, but the case is likely to be ultimately appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. An adverse ruling by the court could impact millions of voters at home and abroad who depend on mail ballots. We have links to the case documents and other reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back, everybody, to a Todd Allball Show, a Civic Media Holiday Christmas, along with Aaron Zommers here, about 9 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, on Thursday and Friday, look back at what makes Wisconsin great. Want to leave you with a little silliness here today. This from years ago, on Saturday Night Live, the great Steve Martin, "If I Only Had One Christmas Wish."
If I had one wish that I could wish this holiday season, it would be that all the children of the world to join hands and sing together in a spirit of harmony and peace. If I had two wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first would be for all the children of the world to join hands and sing in a spirit of harmony and peace. And the second would be for $30 million a month to be given to me. Tax-free in a Swiss bank account. You know, if I had three wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first, of course, would be for all the children to get together and sing. The second would be for the $30 million every month to me. And the third would be for all-encompassing power over every living being and the entire universe. And if I had four wishes that I could make this holiday season, the first would be the crap about the kids. Second would be for the 30 million. The third would be for all the power. And the fourth would be to set aside 1 month each year to have an extended 31-day orgasm. To be brought about slowly by Rosanna Arquette and that model Paulina somebody, I can't think of her name. Of course, my lovely wife can come too, and she's behind me 100% on this, I guarantee. Wait a minute, maybe that sex thing should be the first wish. So if I made that the first wish, you know, because it could all go boom tomorrow, then what do you got, you know? No, the kids singing would be great. That would be nice. But wait a minute, who am I kidding? I mean, they're not going to be able to get all those kids together. I mean, the logistics of the thing, it's impossible, more trouble than it's worth. So we reorganize. Here we go. First, the sex thing. We go with that. Second, the money. No. We go with the power second, then the money, and then the kids. Oh, wait. Oh, geez. I forgot about revenge against my enemies. Okay. I need revenge against all my enemies. They should die like pigs in hell. That would be the fourth wish. And, of course, my fifth wish would be for all the children of the world to join hands and sing in a spirit of harmony and peace. Thank you, everybody. And
the incomparable Steve Martin, and from Saturday Night Live, a classic, "If I Only Had One Christmas Wish." In all seriousness, Mr. Zommers, Merry Christmas to you and your family, to all of our listeners, to Happy Hanukkah as well for those who are celebrating.
Yes, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Yes, absolutely. And we thank you and appreciate all your listenership. Going to leave you this has become our own little Christmas tradition here at the All Ball Show. For years and years on Letterman's show on late night and then the late show with David Letterman, he had Darlene Love come on the show and would sing Christmas with Paul Schaefer and the orchestra, the band. It became a classic. It's fantastic. Here now, the great Darlene Love with Paul Schaefer from David Letterman's show, her final performance on David Letterman's last year. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays and Happy Hanukkah. Darlene Love.
so much. It's been a great pleasure. God bless you, my dear. Thank you for watching. Good night, everybody.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm on a little bit of a break, but not to worry. Host of Amicus, Jim Santel, guest host next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Christmas Eve with Pope Francis leading a service in Rome at St. Peter's Basilica. The Pope inaugurating the once every 25-year tradition of a jubilee in which the Catholic faithful make pilgrimages to Rome. Congress and President Biden passing and signing into law a pay hike for U.S. men and women in the military. A veto of a bill by President Biden prevents President-elect Trump from filling 66 new federal judgeships. It stops a federal court expansion. Discharged from a Washington hospital after being treated for the flu, former President Bill Clinton. According to his office, he was admitted with a fever yesterday. A short circuit in an elevator shaft triggered a fire alarm and an evacuation of the Eiffel Tower in Paris today. But tower administrators telling ABC News that all now is fixed, nobody hurt. New Mexico prosecutors giving up their attempts to revive the manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin. This is ABC News.
I'm James.